Howdy, folks. This is Parker James with the Greenhorn. We've got a very special guest on the line today. I've got Trey Wasserberger out of North Platte, Nebraska with TD Angus. Trey, how you doing today?
Hey, good, man. Parker, thanks for having me.
You've got a great operation there in North Platte. Tell us a bit about it and how you got your start and where you are now.
Yeah, you know, I left the University of Wyoming and just trying to find my way as a young man in agriculture, youngest son, one of the youngest grandsons, and basically just got in the middle of it, doing the hard things, building fans, having a lot of heifers, got in the industry with some people that, you know, that's what's great about this industry is it's full of mentors that have been there, done that. And I'm learning this now today too, especially that in big ag and large corporations, they don't trade secrets and it's within the corporation. And it's not that way in ag. And it seems like I have mentors in all aspects of the industry. And I got next to Bill Rischel, you know, just got in the saddle and sirloin and perennial 50-year seed stock producer of, you know, 036 new design, ambush 28, new day 454. And just got next to him and kind of showed that I wanted to do this, me and my wife Dana. And, you know, eventually he had three daughters. He finally came to us one day and said, I want you guys to take this deal over. And that was in 2017. And we had a little 5-year transition there. And yeah, we bought scoop shovels to herd bulls and started our first year with 110 bulls. And this year we're going to sell 420. So about 7 years. Yeah, that's been, we've been blessed for sure. But we've got great mentors. And like I said, it's free advice if you just get next to them and outwork them and show a little passion. And
how hard is it for some of the folks out there that are getting their start trying to build their reputation to get to the point where they can do something like have an annual bull sale? I know that that's like a high point of entry for a lot of folks getting their start.
But we call that a false summit. Like, yeah, so we had our first bull sale and we summited and that we looked around and then we're like, oh my gosh, there's more to it than this. And there's another, you know, we're on base camp one and then there's base camp two, three, four. And that's, you know, kind of our mantra around here about most of the best is it's not a destination. It's a journey. And this journey in agriculture is continually evolving and moving and shaking, but history repeats itself. You know, it might just have a little different circumstances, but history does repeat itself and you can always pick up the phone. And having Bill Rupp, the former CEO at JBS and Cargill, who I was with yesterday, these guys are around and they want to, like, they want to be the coach. Like, you know, one day you're not John Elway and one day you're, you know, running the team, and that's what these guys want to do. And they'll give you the reins. They'll show you the way.
If you could sit down with the young greenhorn right now, trying to get their start and give them one piece of advice to carry with them the rest of their days, what would it be?
If I could talk to my younger self, but I would tell him, Trey, you don't care what other people think of you. You don't care what they say about you online or in the coffee shops or whatever. And Trey, you need to start making decisions today that you know, that influence your family and your community and your business. And once you put those three things together and you make the right decision that is, this is good for my family, this is good for my community, this is good for my business, then you'll find purpose. It's hard at a young age to understand that, but you know, wash out the noise. You'll always end up along the right path.